This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously.
He continuously groaned out his name as he started to grub my ass, me flinching at times from his pointy claws. I'm not Santa Claus. I'm his cousin, Pointy Claus.
I'm less popular than the normal one.
Live from Steve-O's basement, it's Friday Night Fan Fiction, the online internet game show where everybody wins and everybody loses. Tonight we have some of the most unsavory fan-written fiction imaginable being read by our wonderfully selected candidates, the contestants. Our talented staff, the referee, will be watching them with eagle ears to make sure they maintain their composure or die trying. Did I say die? I meant to say drink. It's wacky. It's outrageous. It's America's favorite pastime next to football, baseball, basketball, NASCAR, and poker. It's Friday Night Fan Fiction.
The Humble Bundle site, like the store and all that shit.
They get like 40 games for a dollar.
Yeah, something like
I
that.
I have games from multiple sources as well, but I just assume that I haven't played any of them because I just spend money and somehow end up with games. I find it easier to just assume that you haven't played it until you open it up and go, no, wait, I recognize this menu.
Well, yeah, we're live, guys. We're here.
Fuck you.
No, we're not. No, that was no, it's still good. Let's keep the conversation.
Fuck, shit, another such expletive start the show.
Yeah, right. This is Friday Night Fan Fiction on May the 4th, be with all of your sex toys.
Okay, let's restart the show and kick Steve off. And
all right, so I'm running the show.
Let's talk about sex toys real quick.
Yes. No, you only have the equipment to...
Let's talk about
Steve,
butt plugs.
What you got, buddy? What you got? What kind of sex toys
Jesus
you got?
Butt plugs.
No, we don't have the Jesus butt
plugs. No, it's the boot.
We've
Buddha
actually
butt plug.
Been saving up. My house is supposed to sell tomorrow, thankfully.
Oh, yeah.
And we've been saving up our Amazon sex toy shopping spree until after the house sells. So ask me again in 2 weeks. I would probably say I have an inventoried list.
You should get a Sibian.
Siri, remind me in 2 weeks to ask Steve-O about his...
Just put it in your PDA.
Get a Sibian. That way you
put
can
it
use
in your
it
penis.
That vagina you have.
And
Steve.
Smoke it.
I will not smoke my Sibian. Kids. It's no, not. Joining us tonight is Arcaze.
I just
from...
saw you.
What are you from, Arcaze?
Hello.
Arcaze isn't from anything, really.
Oh.
Yeah,
it's not
sure. Let's say that.
Is he from Texas?
Know.
Wait, you're from Texas?
No, he's from Florida now.
Arcaze?
Yeah. No, I live in Florida now. Never lived in Texas.
Arcaze is just someone we all know. We all know and love. Just
I know Arcaze. He's a good pal of mine, but I didn't know he was from Texas.
Yes.
Hello?
That makes us
kindred. Wait, are you actually from Texas? If
no.
he's actually from Texas,
no.
I completely like okay.
Okay, then never mind. We're no longer brethren.
No, is it you or Trench was from Kansas?
No, I'm from Kansas. Trench is from Ohio.
Okay.
You're from Australia, allegedly.
I am? Fuck, what am I doing here?
Well, it's okay. We have you on the Skype call. We have you turned upside down, so you come in okay.
Oh, good.
Anyways, tonight's Pokemon night.
Oh, yes.
Again?
Finally. Yes.
And being Pokemon is a family-friendly show, I should remind everyone that this podcast is rated M for mature. How do you know if you're mature? Well, if you can listen to me say the word testicle without laughing a little bit, then you're good.
Test.
Hey, all of these people are out.
There goes all of our little
Sharpie butt plug.
It's a taste sickle.
Wait, what about Steve Van Sickles? Wait, do you call it a taste sickle, Steve?
It depends on the day and the role play, but yes.
Strawberry on it.
This is a man who knows what's up
and what's down.
All right, now we can restart the call and start this whole thing over. All right, the first fic tonight is called Bro Jobs.
Bro Job.
And
I'll admit, I didn't read a single word of this. I just looked at the name. I didn't even read the summary. I read the name.
No, this one was my suggestion because of the summary. Flint and Volkner.
No, that's because that's the first link I showed him when I found Nidoranduran on.
Are you sure? Because I was pretty sure.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't even know about that. I just,
like I said,
I picked this out independently of that.
I thought I picked this out. What the shit?
You guys suck.
Anyway,
if anyone remembers our pre-Nerdy Show episodes where we read an interminably long Pokemon fanfiction by one Megadeth 425.
Yeah!
About drug abuse and whatnot.
Where a 20, you know, late early 20s man has sex with literally every single female that he comes across with, including his sister.
Everyone but the guy.
Well, this is that same author. So we're in for a great time tonight. We have fun here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Dan, you get to read first.
Hooray!
Awesome.
Dan being our chemist.
Bro Jobs by Nidoran Duran.
I'm leaving.
Yeah. No, stay.
Bro Jobs, I choose you.
Mangina, go!
When the frantic stream of shouts and clicking comes to an end...
Oh, you skipped the summary.
No, you got the summary too.
Oh, okay. Summary, Flint and Volkner aren't in a relationship. They're just bros. So they give each other bro jobs.
Of course.
That sounds reasonable.
See what they did there. When the frantic stream of shouts and clicking comes to an end, it's only the sweet, victorious sound of the game's announcers calling the match rings out in a surround sound. Volkner tosses his controller onto the couch's middle cushion. That's important for later. Leaning back into the couch and sighing to himself, Flint keeps quiet too because he doesn't want anything but the game to be heard. Using the overexcited male voice blasting over the speakers to gloat for him.
Sounds like a nerdy John Madden.
Yep.
Yep. Here's a guy who, when he's in Trig 7, he knows how to do Fig and Mimnons.
Tonight's in a row,
Jesus. Boom! Back.
Fig and Mimnons.
Two nights in a row, Flint teases, turning to sneer at his friend. You're losing your touch, man. No, you just spent a best of 7 series using the cheapest character in the game repeatedly, Volkner says, rolling his eyes, leaning forward to grab it.
There's no says.
Well, Val's Volkner on the ball today.
God. Volkner rolls his eyes, leaning forward to grab his drink off the table. He probably won't get the chance to have some for a long time, so he finishes the can off and puts it back down on the pile of emptied soda cans into a pile of emptied soda cans they've spent the day building up.
Maybe you could try not to looking like a restaurant mascot instead of just overcompensating for it.
Responding with sarcastic laughter, Flint gives his friend a narrow stare as his hands start up to fiddle with his belt.
Oh.
Lots of good ideas. Get it all out now before my gig shuts you up. He smirks, looking down to make sure he's got it right. In one fluid motion, the belt comes loose from his pants, and he tosses it somewhere without much regard for where it lands.
As recorded with one of those red 4X slow-mo cameras.
Tosses it off.
How did he get... He got the entire belt? Why didn't he just undo the belt?
That's what he did.
No, he tied it in a knot.
He somehow took it, like, in one fluid motion, he pulled the whole thing out of the belt holes as well.
It's a magic trick!
How did you take your belt off without taking... How did you take your underwear without taking your belt
thank
off?
Thank you, I'll be here all week. Tip your waitress. Try the steak.
No.
Okay, don't try the Volkner steak.
Alright, am I still going, or someone else next?
Yeah, it's the whole page.
You read until the asterisks.
Asterisks.
Flint and Volkner have a bet going every time Flint goes to Sunny Shore. After an extended period being fuck buddies, the two childhood friends found that they were both too flexible about topping to find an easy compromise. Instead of arguing about it, they just play a few rounds of video games until they finish supper or whatever they're doing once. That day.
Once. Not until. Once.
Once until forever.
We play video games all day, and once we finally finish supper, the curse is lifted.
I just want to play video games.
And whoever wins gets to top. Neither have a problem with going about it like that, except for when someone really doesn't like the outcome.
Except for when they have a problem with it.
Wait, outcome. Okay, we'll go with that.
No. Like, the outcome, is it game related or... colon related?
Both.
Do you mean colon?
Yes.
Colon.
Because I'm a terrible French Canadian. I can't talk.
Because I was going to say, Colin, he's not been in this story. He was in the last Nidoran Durant story we read.
Yeah, I cannot English.
And you're our ref.
Yeah, you're the one who made me ref.
And I don't regret it. Outsourcing America does its finest. Keep reading.
Volkner can't be happier with the result. And Flint never seems too upset by the prospect of getting a bro job. That's what he calls them, insisting they're entirely platonic and between bros.
Drink for bro
very,
job.
Very gay. Neither of them think anything less and are comfortable with it, but devoid of any manner of affection or romantic implications. Just two bros fucking each other for fun and relief. That's what they insist on anyway.
Okay, next up, I think it's me, actually.
Then go.
Flint raises his ass off the couch to slip his pants down around his ankles. Underwear going with them thanks to some thumbs slipped into the waistband.
Wow. Some thumbs. Not necessarily his thumbs.
This guy has gone through like gay porn and analyzed the subtle motions of getting the clothes off as efficiently as possible.
It's a tutorial.
It is. With them off, he leans over to Volkner, threading his fingers through the messy, vaguely spiky blonde hair. After 17 stitches from the hair... Sorry, that was a terrible joke. I'll see myself out now.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Drink for terrible joke.
Never. Oh, I will die.
Dead.
For a second, Volkner closes his eyes and wonders if Flint is finally just going to kiss him for once and this would mean something. Instead, Flint shoved Volkner's head down and the blonde had to reorient how he sits, lying on his stomach on the couch as the faint smell of crotch hits him. Pow!
Crotch smell. Yeah, this is a vintage crotch circa.
Fine. The good news
is... You wear
is,
that hat and I'll wear be that dress. Oh, kiss me.
No, not on your crotch.
Not on my crotch. No, yes, sir.
No, yes, sir. Great job. The good news is Volkner doesn't need to do much. Never really had to when Flint was in control. The redhead was intent on controlling the situation and doing all the work. So instead he grasps Flint's thighs.
Yes. Grasped.
That's a lot of S sounds.
Wrap those lips around those S's.
Bracing them as his head is pushed down onto Flint's cock without anything in the way of input from him.
Slam.
Come on and slam.
The thought runs through his mind that at least Flint's nice enough to let him ease into it. Starting off inoffensive enough, Volkner gets a hand around the base and starts stroking it, just to keep something there to stop Flint from getting carried away.
Oh yeah.
Last time he went too deep too fast and Volkner had to stop and was left coughing for a minute because of it. This time he'll have none of that. His uvula was destroyed. victory sure feels good, Flint says, still lording his victory over Volkner. His mind's on his luck, but that both he and his childhood friend turned out gay, and that said friends happens to suck cock really well.
So what's the point of the whole bro like insistence?
If they're not gay. They're just really, really, really into giving each other bro jobs.
He
just said that they're both gay.
No. They're both gay, but there's no emotion because that's not a bro thing to do.
Exactly.
Any emotion would be gay.
You're not a bro if you're attached, man. He grips Volkner's head a little tighter, his free hand reaching over for the sound system remote beside him to turn down the obnoxious, vaguely rockish menu music the game plays. I'm surprised he didn't go for a band pun there. Like, knowing what he does? Nope. Really surprised.
I think that was just...
That's too easy.
It's just too easy? It may sound suitably awesome and victorious, but it doesn't go well with sex.
Ah, there we go.
The sweetest sounds of triumph are the wet sucking noises his friend makes, and they do so much more for his arousal than fighting game music.
Arousal.
Once they settle into a rhythm... Dave, I need a rhythm. Volkner raises up both his hands, holding them open towards his friend. Knowing exactly what to do, Flint gathers up all the saliva he can muster and spits on both of them. Showing off his boyhood talents by getting both of them to hit Volkner just north of his palm center, where they can drip down a little and get the whole hand very wet.
There's no very!
Oh, well, there's a very in the next part, or in the next sentence, so my mind skipped a beat. Hold on, I think I'm getting sick. Bleh. Not that kind of sick. Bleh. Very quickly, before Flint can get any bright ideas about not having nearly enough being sucked, Volkner returns the now wet hand to his friend's shaft, the other finding the balls beneath and toying with them.
Ah, I found the balls. It was really hard to find them for some reason.
Cue the pachinko noises as the balls are being played with. That's perfect. The wet heat of Volkner's mouth is made only better by how skilled he is using his lips and tongue to aid in the blowjob, making it even better. It's hard to not use your lips and your tongue if you give it a blowjob. You, like, have to actively push your lips out and swallow your tongue.
No, you could just use your teeth.
That's not a blow job. That's a tooth job.
Yeah, but, like, for your mouth...
It wouldn't be a blow job if it weren't excessively aggressive. Of course they use teeth.
For your lips, like, if you go with, like, full mouth, like, deep, you don't necessarily use lips.
Just pretend you're singing opera. That's all you need to do.
The vibrations really help.
This is like a terrible animaniac.
It makes sense.
That pitch where if you sing at that pitch and like glass just cracks. Like you sing at that pitch, they come instantly. It's awesome.
It makes.
Oh, I thought it was just splitting the penis in half.
It makes sense. Given Flint, the one of the pair, to do all the sucking off. The redhead stares down.
The slacking at off, not the sucking off.
Whatever, slacking, sucking, same deal.
Drink.
The redhead stares down at his friend as he works, appreciating the effort of the hot guy blowing him so eagerly. His fingers tighten in his hair, and he starts to push down further, getting a bit more penis into his mouth. But penis, yes.
Macaque.
With every few times, he pulls back up. The motion is quick, growing faster, and Flint has little intention of slowing down until he's done. Volkner's selfless efforts to get him off with his mouth and both hands leaves his own body in need. He's thankful that we wore his baggier pants today.
Yes.
They're bros.
Yeah, we did.
No, all of us have been wearing our baggier pants today.
Because his erection is absolutely killing him, and insufficient room would have only made it worse.
The monster.
I feel like I've read a South Park fanfiction where Kenny actually died because his erection killed him.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised if that was an actual episode.
Also, to answer Sir's plea...
Oh, yeah, now I remember. It was one where... Because there was an episode about, like... hanging yourself on your doorknob while masturbating. Yeah, someone wrote a fanfic where Kenny did that, except his penis was for some reason like super long and was his third leg, and so he just wrapped that around himself and masturbated himself
while hanging himself.
Sir Splee asked what happened to the bad fanfiction. Why is it replaced by meaningless erotic fanfiction that is more or less brushed off? It's not that. It's that we have to sort of temper the bad fanfiction because things can be bad in multiple ways.
And also, if we go through all the terribly written, it's not going to be...
Exactly. Our tongues and sibilants can only take so much.
Look, we've got plenty of...
And the guys are fucking up right now.
And the thing is, we've even had people submit, like, Friday Night fanfiction, so we've got plenty on the docket. We plan these seasons in advance. Anyways, I'm going to finish this so that we can continue. Mm-hmm. His erection is absolutely killing him, and insufficient room would have only made it worse. He doesn't complain because he knows that the instant gratification of jerking off is nothing compared to the sounds Flint will make as he draws close, or the feeling of having the redhead pump cum right down his gullet.
Apparently he's a bird.
Those take precedence, David.
Jerking off isn't instant gratification. It takes
at least four or five seconds.
Like, it takes
it's
a bit, man.
It's boring. It's like... fucking boring.
7 seconds. Anyways, David, you're up.
Yes, I would know.
David.
He wants to look up, wants to lock eyes with Flint to see what's making him
fucking
feel. I had to stop because I had the control F in front of the text. Okay. Making him feel and to watch his reactions, but he knows better. It's not Flint's thing, not his style, and bordering too close on emotional for him to handle. He's not too big on making this anything more than a best friends with benefits situation.
And though Volkner
desperately wants more, he keeps quiet. There's a friendship at stake he doesn't want to ruin. Fool himself into thinking that spending their days together playing video games and ending with a night of sex is pretty much what their relationship would entail.
Can you say sex again?
Sex.
All right.
All right, that's my text tone.
Sex. Yep.
Just
sex. Oh, Dad texted me.
Oh.
Is it about sounds... sex?
No, I sex. Had sex. The sounds Volkner makes get louder, wetter, as Flint starts rocking his hips in time with the steady, regulated bobbing of his friend's head. He has total control of the situation and is absolutely gleeful over. He's saying things, lots of various words that come out to the same general meaning, peppered with demeaning epithets.
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 Epinephrine.
Epinephrine, yes.
Steve, what's that word?
Epithets.
Yeah, he didn't write it properly.
It can't be epithets, because there's no extra T in there. It's epithets. It's
epithets.
Yes.
Yeah, it is epithets. Okay. He misspelled.
Okay, so it's okay. So that's why
it's Boba Fett's grandfather.
Epithets.
You don't really need to follow along with this one. They're basically just sucking each other off.
That's, yeah, that's actually
much what's going on.
Okay. Peppered with demeaning epithets that for some reason take on a positive light in the bedroom. Volkner isn't sure why it works that way, but knows that the odd buzzing in his head, tingling in his pants, and encouragement to fulfill what those words imply shove all matters of contemplation out.
All right, if it's tingling, you either have an STD or there's a fairy living in your cock.
Oh, and
he's getting sucked by a
it's
fairy.
It's only the tingles for like another 4 hours. He's fine.
I will quickly shrink down into your penis, giving you a pleasure.
No, we're not doing that. No. You get back up here.
I think those are gravity falls, Ben.
You've been tested?
Fairies.
Oh my god.
Fairies jerking
you know, it's like that Smurf fanfic we started reading about, like how there was a Smurfette and like a new one.
Oh,
and
no.
She got.
Gargamel
was sandwiching them.
Started
was sandwiching his dick with them. We never finished that.
Okay.
Oh, well, let me put it back on the list.
It all reaches ahead, and Volkner knows Flint is close. Even without the fact he's groping Flint's bowels.
Bowels.
The tightening and upward draw have already started. V isn't subtle at all, and has far too many tells. The pace, the moaning, the way he holds on to his scalp. That's a scalp, not a scalp.
Scalpy? Scalp.
Scalpy, scalp.
Scalp, scalp, scalp.
His scalp so tightly and with an unsteady grip that could be a head massager in any context other than oral sex. All of the sudden,
in the morning
for Volkner, and only just behind blowjob experience, is experience giving them Flint.
Yes, yeah, see listed on your resume here that you have blowjob experience. Can you please elaborate on that?
Well, sir, you see, I started giving blowjobs back in 1939.
Oh, I thought that you were going to say, if you let me pull down your pants, I will show you.
No, you can't.
I was shown how to do blowjobs by my great-great-grandfather, Jeremiah Blowjob.
Jeremiah Blowjob!
There's our episode title.
Jeremiah Blowjob. Okay, then.
But friends with Old Time Jones.
Old Time Jones.
The hell is 410-454-0871?
That sounds like Marilyn.
That's the password to my luggage. Finally,
is a Maryland number, but I have no clue. Anyway, I got a call from them, so fuck it. I ain't talking to them. They ain't leaving a voicemail message. Fuck those assholes. Anyway, as expected, Flint is soon louder and announces his impending orgasm with such volume that Volkner is glad his neighbors were louder during sex. They wouldn't complain.
He gets out a megaphone. I'm going to come!
Get ready!
Attention, please!
Get ready
to be covered in baby batter!
Baby batter? I thought that's when you took babies and like blended them and then added powdered sugar.
And Volkner can tell it a lot faster than Flint can. And so, just off the heels of his announcement comes the promised Lord.
He said come.
The gym leader,
press release about
the gym leader doesn't bother doing anything, letting his friend. The tugging up means that it's all coming out directly into his mouth. He just remains sitting there, swallowing it all down.
Go.
The elite takes his orgasm a lot less aloofly, throwing his head back and being as loud as he can about it. If not for the thrill of filling his friend's mouth up with care and watching it drip out the corners of his lips, he'd probably keep fucking his face, but it's too gratifying a sight not to. Once he's done and his cock has finished jerking, he pulls Faulkner back and watches as Faulkner licks the corners to get that cum too. And now you know how blowjobs are.
Logan.
Great. It's my turn now.
It's your turn now.
Dude. Fuckity fuck.
Dude, yeah. That was awesome, says, releasing...
Can you give me more of a bro voice than that?
Dead!
Drinking for bro.
Dead!
You, that was awesome!
I like that.
That's like a bro.
Dude, that sounded like that one character in Birdman.
Bro, try harder next time. Dead, that was awesome, he says, releasing Faulkner's head. He's still hard, throbbing, and shows no sign of going limp anytime soon. Faulkner thinks about how lucky he is to be fucking someone so virile. Now get those pants off so I can fuck you, says, reaching down for the pants around his ankles and pulling a pack of lube from them.
A pack?
Bend over the table. Yes, a pack. It comes in packs.
I really want to go to California after listening to how he's delivering this. Go surfing.
No, lumpy space.
Oh. Also, I'm pretty sure you've really...
Not lumpy space, dumb shit.
Pretty sure virility doesn't, like, take away your refractory period, but hey, what do I know? I'm not a bro.
Turning away, Faulkner hid his disappointment. He was hoping for a more intimate position in his lap, maybe even facing toward him where his lips could find some occupation.
Again, back to the resume.
It's not to be, and he swallows the last few salty drops. And again looks at the long, thick cock that was bound to be inside of him. He can't really find much about his lot in life to be upset with.
Even though he just whined.
Yeah, well, first of all,
Oh my god, did you say Faulkner today? He looked so good.
He undoes his belt, but keeps them in the loops of his pants as they slip off, just in case he needs to get them back off or something,
pants.
Like a late run to the store. It feels good to be free of those pants, and his underwear goes next, lying neatly on the side of the couch for when he needs them. He's not one to make a mess, except when he makes it all over his friend's face.
He doesn't want to make a mess, except when he makes a mess.
Flint squeezed out the lube onto his hand.
Squeezes out.
I said squeeze.
You said squeeze. Nice.
Yeah.
It says fucking squeezes.
Yeah, but you said squeezed.
Oh, my mistake.
You did say the past tense squeezed. Three
Flint
drinks.
Squeezes. I'm going to destroy you, son.
Three drinks for Gryffindor.
three drinks for squeeze.
Dave, literally three drinks would get you drunk. Get out.
Like, dude, can you imagine a Harry Potter...
That's a Harry Potter fanfic I can get behind.
Could you imagine a Harry Potter universe where if instead of points they had to take drinks?
No, because they're children, Dave, and that's illegal.
Well, you know what kids drink? I've seen it on after school specials.
It doesn't make it
say imagine.
Let's get back to reading!
How the fuck?
Imagine all the Hogwarts.
No, read. Time to read. Time to read!
Chicken!
Time to read!
Flint squeezes out the lube onto his hand and starts stroking his cock, spreading the oddly cold fluid all the way along. It goes from a mere spreading to outright jerking off as Faulkner undresses and the sight of his friend's ass and erection comes into sight. He smiles, watching the blonde carefully make space on the table by pushing everything on it gently to the side.
Yes, every thong.
Every thong. Every thong. It's covered in them.
Every thong!
The next thong. Why Faulkner is so keen on keeping a clean house, even during sex, is something Flint never really understood. But it was a mess he could just clean up later.
As I hear Flint and I just imagine the dad from Mother 3.
Oh, God.
No! That game's so sad!
God damn it.
Steve-O never finished it because it's too sad.
Wait, what is this Steve-O, we're talking about?
Mother 3.
I never played it.
It's the only Flint, that I have a visual reference
to the
for.
The moon because it was too sad. Ah.
No, I finished that. That was sad, but finishable.
Side of his childhood friend bending over the table and raising his firm ass ensured Flint's mind isn't on housekeeping matters as he lets go of his dick and slides two slippery fingers into the waiting hole.
Slippery fingers.
Slippery fingers.
Yep.
Delicious.
Faulkner's moans and twists as Flint sets out
finger fucking. Twist and moan. Come on, suck me.
It feels incredible, especially as, on the other hand, this one, also slick with lube, finds his cock and starts pumping it impatiently.
Hey, Volner, I found your cock.
Oh, okay, go to the next page.
Thanks, man. Appreciate that. I've been looking for that.
I don't know where that thing went.
Flint is never gentle with him, but Volner finds nothing to complain about as only a beg for more breaks through his quivering lips.
It's morphing slowly into strong bed.
Oh. He went from lumpy space princess to lumpy space strong bed.
It's never been lumpy space princess doesn't work. Oh, God. That's a fine lumpy space princess talks like. Surprisingly, lumpy space princess talks a lot like strong bed, but with less of the wrestler and more tongue that's too fat for her mouth.
Get that big juicy cock out of your mouth and keep reading about the big juicy cocks in people's mouths.
It's in your butt, Steve.
Anymore,
stupid.
Not the dick. Oh, yes.
It's clearly in his butthole. His bathole.
Making a similar motion as they try to get ready for the incoming Garth, and Buckner is already gripping at the hardwood table he's lying down on. Looks like someone didn't get enough of my awesome cock last night, Flint sniffs.
This is just like fucking jeers from the locker room. That's all it is.
Looks like somebody didn't get enough of my awesome wiener.
Did you? Smacking Buckner's ass as he pulls her fingers out. His hand finds his cock and starts to guide it towards his target.
Stay on target.
Too close.
Oh my God. He says the fingering exercise as an excuse to not be gentle, and Faulkner already knows what's coming. In one pass, he buries all of himself into Faulkner. The amount he lets out builds over time, reaching his crescendo with an impressive grind as he buries himself.
I can't understand a fucking word you're saying! Dialogue.
It's just like, blah, 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 blah.
Ba 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 creepers.
I don't care. I'm having fun.
This is true. He is having fun.
Oh yeah.
I'm done, Steve.
We couldn't tell.
I really couldn't because I can't understand what you're saying.
Oh, boo fucking who?
Are you actually done?
Yes, I'm actually
done. Yes, he is.
Yes, he's done. The only thing you couldn't understand was him saying that, Flint started fucking Volkner.
All right, Roy, you get to read.
Okay.
I hate you so much.
Well, that was a riveting page.
Yep. Volkner shudders as Flint fucks him. It's an immediate thing. One second he feels all the Flint inside him, and the next he's pulling out to thrust back in. There's no waiting, no patience, no letting him get used to it. Flint lubed up and shoves some fingers in his ass, and that's good enough for him. Volkner is only left wanting more until he feels the cock slam into him again. And it feels so wonderful that he can't help but moan. This is bliss for him, being beneath Flint, getting fucked with everything the fire trainer had. I imagine that he's now like
on one fire?
Of the luau fire breathers, that he's just like twirling one of the fire sticks as he's having sex. He told himself it was affection, that no matter what was said, this meant something, and that Flint doesn't fuck other guys the same way he fucks him. I don't think he fucks other guys at all. Whether it's the hand job or the fingering or just the way he grips him, there's something special that shows he cares. Feeling Volkner ache and throb in his hand, Flint doesn't try to keep a steady motion between his thrusts and his pumps. He's already gotten off once, and though that's the spoils of war, he has a sense of fair play. He wants nothing more than to feel Volkner shudder and come, even if it all sprays out onto the carpet beneath. Don't do that. It's impossible to get out. To get better leverage, he leans forward, lying down on Volkner, pressing him into the table as he goes balls deep every thrust into
balls
his ass.
Balls deep!
Unfortunately, then on one thrust, he got his balls stuck inside, and it was like a furry knotting situation. It was just uncomfortable for everyone involved.
I gotta say that it's a good thing that it's not a glass table.
Gross.
He wonders... Do we know that it's not a glass table? He wonders how Volkner can always be so tight if he does some kind of stretch to keep it that way. But he doesn't ask.
Why would stretching make it tighter?
Why would you stretch it to keep it tight?
Just stretching, it's like doing the elastic. You don't want to, widen it.
Hey, Log, and real quick, what's the definition of stretching? Would it be to widen one stance?
Wider or not as tight?
No, it's to give elasticity.
Hey, Logs, didn't I ask you medical advice just now?
I thought the literal fountain of knowledge, was asked a question.
Dr. Loggins?
Yeah.
Well, we're waiting.
Dota should be Dr. Loggins.
I was just reading in my head. I'm done now. But he doesn't ask, because his mouth is too busy spouting out more of those same meaning sentences. It doesn't matter if his spiel is overplayed or sounds unrealistic, because it's torn right out of the hours of porn he tends to watch a day when he's alone, because it gets Faulkner clenching and begging. That's... You have a guy that you can have sex with and you still bother...
Yeah?
Yeah. That was kind of the problem with the other fanfic too, but whatever.
Yeah, we'll look past it.
You know, more than once a week and it gets weird.
Faulkner wants nothing... That's right. Yeah.
Vulcan it's alright. If this is boring, we've got better stuff coming up.
Oh really now.
Yeah. This isn't the only fanfiction today.
No, there's Jesus three Christ tonight.
Man. We only did this because we felt we should give a cursory nod to Nidoran Duran at least once this season.
Who is one of the founding members of this show?
I am actually Nidoran. Vulcan wants nothing more than for lips to grace the back of his neck. Well, he knows Flint is so close to it. Hopes to Well, the pronunciation is fortunately different, but I always pronounced Archaeus. So, hopes to Archaeus that the temptation is there in the fire trainer and that it'll soon happen, but it doesn't.
I don't think I would pray to Dan for, some sort of sexy favor from the gods.
Sexy favor?
No offense, Dan.
You know, it's a weird coincidence because Dan was actually the GM for our Pokemon tabletop game a couple years ago.
Wait, you had a Pokemon tabletop game? You didn't fucking invite me?
Dave,
we'll invite you to the next one.
You lived in Maryland.
No, that's not fucking... Roy lives in goddamn Australia. That's like 70 Marylands away.
I think it's a little more than 70.
I like the measurement.
All right.
Seriously, if I run another one, you're invited.
Sweet.
Dave, there's never going to be another one. You will never be invited.
There might be. I'll be playing Randy Savage, the Pokemon trainer.
You'll be playing Seal, singing Kiss from a Rose.
I'll do that too.
He wants to feel bad, but...
I want to hear Macho Man Savage sing that song now.
No, you don't.
There is the being brave.
No, it's not Macho Man. It's Machop Man.
Alright, let's keep going.
I see what you did there.
He wants to feel bad, but Flint's balls are slapping against his with every thrust, and nobody can jerk him off quite like his friend can. And he knows itself that there's too many ends. And he knows it's selfish to want any more than what he has when what he has is pretty great. The words start to blur together, even with this author. His hips start moving of their own accord against cock and hand, and he wonders how long he can keep holding out under this wonderful assault. He doesn't want to come, wants to do it when Flint does, so that it's as intense as possible and as, like, hentai as possible, everyone coming at the same time. But it's a heavy task when Flint's clutching his cock so tightly and fucking him with such fervor. You don't want to clutch too tightly.
It'll fucking start, with like, fervor!
You'll start wearing the skin out, like, if you hold jerk off too tightly. He doesn't last. He has no hope of lasting. And without a care in the world, Volkner moans, digging his fingers into the sides of the table. How do you dig fingers in? And howling as he comes. His body shakes. Nerves on fire as he comes straight down. No, that was the fire from the fire trainer. He dropped the...
Nipple.
What doesn't end up on Flint's hand is on the carpet. And there's a lot of it. He's moaning and wriggling, clenching down tightly against his friend's dick as around. His orgasm sends him... That's what I said.
Around. You said against.
Did I? I must be tired. I was just kind of distracted about how he somehow is, like, being bent over the table, but he came onto the carpet. Clenching down tightly around his friend's dick as his orgasm sends him sailing into bliss. It's all he can really care about, and as it finally ends, he lies, gasping for air, as Flint presses down harder and fucks him into the table. His cock is let go of, and it finds his hips instead, allowing him to be reamed into even faster. The way that sentence is constructed, it makes it sound like his cock found his hips instead.
That's awesome!
Allowing him to be reamed into even faster. He doesn't think to stop it because some voice in his head is challenging him to come again, hands free from being fucked alone. Flint knows how to do it, as though every thrust is perfectly set to give his prostate as much as it can.
Oomph.
So nobody star, has...
Stop, 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 stop.
Steve Van Sickle.
Stop, stop. I'm not done. Stop.
Steve Van Sickle. Stop, stop. Steve Van Sickle.
I'm okay with letting him read that.
Steve Van Sickle.
I'm okay with that too.
Overall. For the record, the stars was the most riveting part of this fanfic.
Star.
He's still going.
Wait a minute. Are you the guy from Resident Evil 3?
Star what?
Unfortunately for the gym leader, Flint found the exit.
I lost track. Never mind. I'll start over. Star.
Eat shit, Roy.
No.
Roy, you're a valued member.
I will gladly go.
Unfortunately. For the gym leader, Flint found the act of turning his friend into a shivering mess to be far too arousing to keep going much longer.
Splurge!
He pulled out, cock already twitching, as he laid the slippery shaft between his friend's firm ass cheeks.
Hot dogging!
A few more thrusts between them sent him off once again. His cum spurting out with surprising distance as the cum splattered onto his back.
17 meters!
That is one tall motherfucker.
Bah,
all over his black t-shirt. Flint sighed and slumped back, leaving Volkner to lie on the table, not caring about whether or not semen stains came out of shirts or carpet well.
Semen stains.
Shirts, they do come out. Carpet, no.
Yeah,
that was awesome. Both of them sighed. After a moment to collect himself and trying his hardest not to make what they had into a moment, Flint got up, gave Volkner a loud smack on the ass, and said, "Good job, dude." Ow. Then he went off without permission to raid the fridge without bothering to cover up. Volkner lay on the table a while longer until Flint got to the kitchen, still in his view. "Move in," he sighed. That gave Flint pause, and he turned around. What?
Turned down for what?
Dude,
what?
You've only got a one-bedroom place. Yeah, the blonde agreed. I do. The implication dawned on Flint that his friend probably meant things in a less sexual nature. He kept going toward the fridge, hiding his embarrassment. Opening it up, he found a myriad of things inside. Well, if I am moving in, then this skim milk shit has to stop. He pulled the carton out of the fridge, leaned back against the counter, and drank straight from it. And we're getting rid of that couch. I have a much better one.
I don't agree that skim milk, like, sucks.
I have also don't like the whole if we're going to live together.
It tastes like water.
Get a new couch and no milk.
Volkner smiled, pulling himself off the table and walking into the kitchen. You know, I want more than bro jobs, right? Yeah, I think I do. Flint smiled and put the carton down as Volkner strode toward him, also not wearing pants. Does that mean I can get a kiss? Dude, that's kind of gay, isn't it? Volkner put his arms around his bottomless friend and leaned in close. Yes, and we're both very, very gay. Yeah,
yes, and we are both
I guess
very gay.
We are.
We are two gay humans.
We are not
this
robots.
This is how humans speak.
We're not here to protect you from the terrible secret of space.
Beep, poop.
Get ready. Inserting
are
pleasure
we done?
Stick.
Are we done?
Yes, no, the end of Brojob by Nidoran Durand. The lack of...
Good. It's sexy bath time
really
to wash away the sin. It's time for sexy bath time.
Sexy bath time.
Sexy bath time. Arcades time. Read time.
Time.
Did anybody ever see the 13 Ghosts of Scooby-Doo?
No, but I did see 13 yes. Ghosts with
I
Shannon
think
Elizabeth.
I did, like,
there was
part
a bad
of it.
Guy in there named Time Slime. Yeah, and then Velma became his slave and was like, Time Slime, 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 Time!
Alright, let's do this. Sexy bath time.
How the fuck do you even pronounce that?
Taff Yap Yap.
Ah, Sexy Bath Time by Taff Yap Yap. Never will you have wanted to be a Pokemon so bad after reading this.
Oh.
Colon D.
Smile.
For the human, M for Pokephilia.
Pokephilia! I thought it was going to be like M for mature, P for Pokephilia.
Yeah, yeah. That would have
I don't know
been,
my alphabet.
Yeah. That would have like, you know, strung
P
together.
Or perverted.
Also, I already want to be a Pokemon so bad. I want to be
the very best.
Absol.
The very best.
No, I want to be the Absol.
Who doesn't want to be the Absol? Lith was a hot piece of polka ass.
I want to be the Gyarados.
Lathe. It was lathe.
No,
whatever. Industrial lathe was a hot piece of polka ass.
I want to be a Gyarados.
Industrial lathe man.
Ba-ba-da-ba.
I want to be a Gyarados.
Why does anyone want to be a Gyarados?
No, I love Gyarados.
No, everyone loves Gyarados, but nobody would want to be a Gyarados.
I want to.
Why would you not want to be a giant dragon Pokemon?
Yeah.
Flying dragon Pokemon. That goes,
ah!
It's
a giant. It's a big like the fucking Pokemon. Val.
Let's do this.
Flying. Come on! I'm flying to it.
Just shush!
It can't.
No!
Let it rain!
It's
real mature about this show about sex.
Ah, baths. They're so relaxing. Sitting in a hot, bubbly water in a nice stream or steamed bathroom while looking at the bright, starry night out the window.
Still talking to you about
streaming on twitch.tv.
Like,
I stream all my baths,
are
don't
really
you?
Nice.
It's totally peaceful for a tired trainer like me, running around all day battling trainers and crossing through 86 million Weedles in the 15-year-long forests. Man, it's tiring. So tiring. I sink my head down lower in the water. Step, step, question mark.
Yes.
I hear the footsteps of...
The footsteps of what? The footsteps of what? Guys, oh my god, Val, it's just you and me. What happened?
What the fuck?
That was the weirdest thing ever.
What the fuck just happened?
I have no idea. Everybody except for Val and I dropped.
I hear the footsteps of someone entering the bathroom. It's probably Mom telling me to get out or something. I turn my head. Before you say it, I'm... However, the person at the door wasn't my mom, nor was they an actual person, but it was a Pokemon.
Oh god, that's not correct!
Dun dun dun!
He's a tall, blue, water type with a shell helmet with these swords and an awesome mustache.
Blastoise.
Oh, it's just yes. You, Samurai.
It's a Mexican Blastoise.
Mexican Samurai Blastoise.
Yes. Oh, it's just you, Samurott. Thought you were Mom. He stands there and kicks his foot shyly, as if he wants something. I have a pretty good guess with what that is. Yo, you wanna join me? Exclamation point. He looked right at me before smiling and nodding his head. Samurott! He runs and jumps in the water, almost slipping down on the way. He made a giant splash, too, making me laugh a bit. Jeez, Samurott. Samu. He nuzzled my face, making me laugh even more. Ha ha ha. Ha 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 ha. It's funny.
Oh god, it actually is.
It's funny how my Samurott can act so serious around other people.
No, not so. There's two O's.
It's funny how my Samurott can act so serious around other people or anywhere else and can be this silly acting when just around me. I continue splatting soap on my little towel and continue scrubbing me. Isn't baths just relaxing, Samurott? He nodded while he was playing with the bubbles. Samurott.
Rot, Samurott.
Heh, heh, heh. Wow. The sudden touch on my back makes me jump, which somewhat hurts because of my huge chest. I take breath. Man, Samurott, you scared me there. What is it, Samurott? He took the towel from me and started scrubbing my back. Oh, you want to wash my back? Be my guest. Sure saves me the trouble of doing it myself. That's for sure.
Sure.
So I sit there as Samurott continues to scrub my back and arms. For a Pokemon, he sure is an excellent scrubber.
Scrubbing bubbles.
Oh god, scrubbing bubbles could definitely be a Pokemon. Thanks for that, Samu.
Now let me do you.
Wow, that sounded wrong, but never mind. I get up, turn around, only to trip on my own foot and fall right down in the tub.
How big is this fucking tub? Just, what the fuck?
Gonna scrub my Samurott.
I found myself on top of Samurott, our lips connecting. I immediately tried to pull off, only to find myself locked in place. Samurat must have wrapped his legs around me. The kiss of R deepens as a shade of red strikes against my face. Wet tongue go in my mouth, and I try to fight back with mine. Ha!
I began moaning.
His tongue is wet because it's actually... David, shut up. Let him eat.
I began moaning inside his mouth and can feel my nipples hardening against his chest.
That was like, whoa.
Drink for unnerving sound effect.
Finally, he lets me go and we break out the kiss. A trail of...
All right, break out the kiss, guys. It's time to show them
down
what really
to my breath.
I was going to say, are they listening to like Lick It Up? That's a kiss song for people who don't know.
It's the best song ever.
All right. I feel something solid pressing against a certain place of mine. It couldn't have been...
What could be?
He got a boner?
He got the boner?
He got a boner?
I was also getting a bit excited down there and couldn't possibly just stop now. He began to pull at my nipple with his hard...
There's no hard.
This is nipple.
Nipple. Naples.
Nipple. Nipple.
Boggle.
Boggle.
Nipple with his claw while he placed his tongue on the other one. I moaned out.
Erotic.
He roughly played with it as he sucked hardly at one of them. Sucked hardly at one of them. Does the other... hardly does not mean sucking hard. It means
I like Scandinavian Steve.
Yes.
Making me groan in slight pain.
Hard.
Be a little... Be a little more gentler. I wrap my arms around his neck as I start moving my body. It hurted a bit, but still felt so good. I turned my head to see that he was fully erect. Just looking at his size excited me more. Samurott! I wrapped my hand around his member, making him release my breast from his mouth. Samu? I began to move my hand. I silently sit there blushing as I continue to gently stroke his wet and pulsing member.
Again, wet because it's literally water. Because it's a water
tank. Steve, by the way, at my wedding, you're going to not throw rice, you're going to throw Skittles.
Okay, that works.
Getting
married
again?
Wait.
Yeah, totally. Steve, I'm marrying Steve.
I'm going to throw Skittles at my own wedding.
Steve, sorry, you got a divorce, Val, just to let you know. It's okay, though.
Which Steve are you marrying?
Both.
Okay.
I'm cool with it.
I'm down with the Dutch wedding.
Sam's Club! I'm reading!
Sam's Club? We can't have our wedding at Sam's Club.
Yeah, Costco.
Maybe they can cater it. We can get a Sam's Club sandwich.
Sam. Samurott.
People already made got weddings at Walmart, so I don't see why Sam's Club.
No.
Yeah.
Steve, you're marrying me somewhere classy.
Seafood Walk.
I could Manchu Walk. I could down with that.
No, not Manchu Walk. We're going to get married at the Giant.
You said Manchu.
He continuously groaned out his name as he started to grub my ass, me flinching at times from his pointy claws. I'm not Santa Claus. I'm his cousin, Pointy Claus.
I'm less popular than the normal one.
I increased the speed in my hand as he pulled out one of his swords from his body plates. Huh? Turning it sideways, he slapped it against my butt, making me scream out, "Kia! That stings!"
Why would you bother? Why not just?
Why would you say Kia? Are you in the middle of karate practice?
Yes.
He kept doing it, and I shrieked every time, my butt getting red marks on it. It stung, especially being in the water, but in a good way. Eee, please don't spank me, not so hard, Mark.
Ha 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 ha!
I just broke myself. I can't not imagine Tommy Wiseau making out with Sam Rottnow. That's the challenge. That's our challenge for next week. Tommy Wiseau making out with Sam Rott.
And I came.
Sesamu. He discarded his sword and crouched his claw down to my spot and started stroking me. Samurott!
Sounds like a racial slur, but we'll overlook that.
A shot of cum squirts out from Samurott, covering my the backside of me.
That's where the author started,
Ugh! Samurott!
Drink for Hog? Do you remember that?
No!
Hog.
I don't, actually. Sounds like a great rule. He stops what he's doing and rests down against the tub's rim. Why is that so hard to say? Panting from the climax. Do you want to keep going? Samurott. He nodded and positioned me right on top of his cock. I slowly lowered myself to enter his dick inside of me. The voice works really well. He grabs at my hips and starts to move my body along to the movement of his thrusting. I cover my mouth so I won't scream too loud. As my mom is here in the house.
Well, you know.
Man, oh dear.
Hey, that's consistent.
And
it's consistent.
Dear. And.
Oh, shit. Speaking of the devil, I hear mom coming to the bathroom right now. God knows what would happen if she caught me in a situation like this. Eek! Sorry, Samurott.
Samurott?
I turn her ass around and slam him down underwater while I'm still inside of him.
What accent are you doing right now?
Generic Eastern European accent.
Well, he's being terrible.
Oh, so the accent's from Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
My mom slides open the bathroom door while waving away some steam. Dearie, how long are you going to be in here? Being in the water too long is not good for your skin.
That's bullshit.
I sat there as still as I could. I know. I could feel Samurott moving me again. Most certainly not good. Who's up next? I forget. Dave?
Oh, is it my turn?
You gotta follow that up, buddy. I'm sorry.
I gotta keep the voice going, man. It's just too perfect.
Tales from Vladimir Putin's Pokemon.
I try my best not to moan out in pleasure as my mom raises an eyebrow at me.
Honey, are you okay? You're red as a berry.
No.
Shit. Hold on, I see. Yeah. I see what happened.
You're red as a berry.
No.
Are you getting sick?
You still didn't get it.
Oh, fuck.
Your red is as red as berry.
Yep, I'll take that.
Red is as red as a berry.
Are you getting sick?
No, not at all.
Okay. Then if you say so, be out here in 10 minutes, though.
You are doing the cheap Eastern European version of...
Okay.
What's her face from Kung Pao?
She closes the door. Man, that was too close. Samurott, you can lift yourself up now.
Samurott.
I repeatedly pound his chest. Oh, you know how hard it was to keep my moans in like that? He chuckles at me while groping my breast.
Wait, how does a samurai chuckle?
That's canon.
He chuckles at my groping...
Private message.
Chuckles at you?
He chuckles at me while groping my breast. Samu, right? Ha! While suddenly grabbing me really hard, he came inside of me. I threw my head back as he pumped his hot semen inside of me. Ugh, huh?
Oh?
He turned me around, and before I knew it, he rammed his dick inside of my ass.
Ow.
I gritted my teeth as he roughly pumped into me, the water splashing on my body every time. He brought his head down to the nipple and flicked his tongue on it while groping my other boob.
Oh.
Oh, I clenched onto his leg while he sucked hardly on my nipples, making me yelp out. Oh, please, gentle.
See, when they say sucked hardly, I just imagine the alternative, which would have been the Hogwarts School of Prayer and Miracles version of saying he sucked suckingly on my nipple.
Even so, it felt so good. Ah, Samura, keep sucking on my nipple. Keep doing it. He pulled on it hard and I shrieked, oh! I lactated and he drunk down all the milk inside.
Hold on a second.
What?
Sam, he brought my head.
I'm gonna defer to Val, but Val, I don't think that's how women's bodies work, is it?
It's how
unless
it works
she's
in
pregnant.
Anime porn. No, it's anime porn, dude.
No, unless the person is pregnant, I guess that's how that like.
Well,
the,
where was?
No. But now he's sucking the other boob because the one deflated.
That usually means something wrong with them.
He brought my head to his, and we were wrapped in a kiss again. This time I coped as we wrapped our tongues against each other. While we do it, I see Samurott pull out his sword thing again.
Now it's Waluigi.
I see Samurott pull out his sword thing again. He turns it to Sin again, but this time he slaps it against my breast, making me screech in the kiss. He continuously slaps my breast with this sword, and I enjoyed every minute of it, not once hating this undeniable pleasure.
Pleasure?
Pleasure.
Yes. Pleasure.
We break out of the keys, and I let my moans out again. Ah, your sword, it feels so good. Keep slapping across my chest. Samurott. He happily obliges and keeps spanking my teats. With this sword, me moaning out of pleasure every time. Ah, oh, I start to move my hips and on my one, and he brings his claw down on my
two,
and inserts his claws inside. Oh, your claws are inside me. He clammed gnarly on my inside walls and with fucking hell.
Gnarly clam, bro.
He clammed.
Oh, yeah, that's the stuff. Make the pain go away.
He clammed gnarly on my inside walls with his pointy claws,
ow,
making me groan with slight pain while still feeling good. Samurott, Samurott. He begins to groan too, guessing that he has to come. Do you have to come, Samurott? His speed of groping my insides increases as he nods slowly. Samurott. I'm almost at the verge myself as he fingers me deeply. Ah, then come inside.
This is feel the least erotic story I've ever heard.
Feel me with your hot semen again. Samurott. Simultaneously, we both came. Ah!
Oh, it's Mario Kart.
Cum leaked on his claw as he's dripped from my asshole. Ha! Samurott. We both tilted back, and he landed his head on the tub rim while I laid on his chest. Oh, yeah, Samurott, that felt so good. I stroked his cheek gently while he softly groped me. Samurott. Mono! Eek! Me and Samurott jumped up. Get out of the damn tub!
You almost got into southern mode there for like a quick hot second.
Yes, mommy. And like that, I hauled ass. Samurott following me right behind me.
No,
I read that wrong, I know.
Samurott following right behind me. Let's agree to do things like that in places other than the tub, shall we?
Samurott.
And Colin D. I actually enjoyed writing that story, and I wonder if you would bathe with your Pokemon too. Why don't you tell me in a review, eh? See you next time.
I would bathe with my Garbodor, but I think it would dissolve in the bathtub.
Oh my god, it would turn into a mock.
Steve, alright, dude, there was this, you know, like a fad that's been on the Pokemon subreddit lately is like variations of Pokemon, and they had this medical waste Garbodor.
Oh, yeah.
And it's terrifying. It's got like fucking like, syringe fingers and shit. Yes. Yeah, awesome. Dude, it's fucking frightening as shit.
The implication of saying mommy. Really
no! What the fuck is that? What the hell was that?
His voice got tiny.
Yes!
You might need to restart your machine, good sir. It's oh god! Oh, he's mouse trap. Yeah, he's connected with the dolphins.
What the fuck?
He's elven on meth.
Seriously?
Seriously. Disconnect Sage, and reconnect.
Sage, what the fuck?
All He's right. Elven and the chipmunks on meth.
Hello?
Now you sound like a very low quality right. Your phonograph needs a new needle there, buddy.
Really
like
a chipmunk being smothered by a pillow.
All right, in the meantime, the next fan fiction. Another one by Taff Yap Yap called Dearest Daddy.
I really enjoyed writing it. I hope you liked reading it in Russian.
Is that what that accent is?
And kicking this off will be Logan.
Or Polish or something
like boy.
This. Oh boy.
Oh boy. Oh boy, oh boy,
oh boy. Dearest Daddy?
It is. It's Dearest Daddy. Dearest Daddy. It's
and I think that's the only one that grosses me out. That in all the ones that we read.
When this grosses you out.
Oh god.
It finally took us to getting to the
Dad's
children fetish that it grossed you out.
No, it's more like the
don't spoil it! No spoilers.
Oh, I thought this was gonna be like a gross daddy dom thing, not an actual
thing.
That's way
gross. No, daddy dom stuff is tame.
Yeah, daddy dom is tame. That's different. You're Garbador.
GBZ23 says, oh god, this is the other one I submitted. I am so sorry.
Oh, if he's apologizing in advance, oh man.
Okay. Dearest Daddy by Taffy Yap Yap. I always like doing fictions of special dates, you know? So, hope you enjoy.
We're not gonna enjoy.
I'm enjoying already.
Dad slammed down on the couch with a grumpy expression. I know what happens when he does that. Bad day at work or getting into another argument with Mom. Mom and Dad. Their relationship... Blah, 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 blah. Their relationship's been very rocky lately. Long hours of work tire her. And Dad, when he's tired, he depends on her to relieve some stress of his. But Mom, she refuses every time lately. So it leads to constant arguing to the point that that she's living with Grandma.
Grandma!
Dad, it's a bad idea to talk to Dad when he's in a bad mood. But today is a very special day. Father's Day.
Yay!
He probably doesn't even remember that. Like, he can't like,
who really
even
remember does?
His anniversary. He glares down at me. Me peeking out from the corner of the hallways and growls. Not now, son. I'm not in the mood. He grabs the remote and flicks onto the sports channel. I don't want to continue talking, but with the present hidden behind me, I just have to. But Dad, today is... Not now, son! And get me a beer!
Can't you see I'm trying to see how the Cincinnati Warlords have done?
I hate you.
At least he didn't ask for smokes. Dad, please, listen to me.
Get me a beer now!
I will die without this beer!
Make it a Miller Magnumite!
He shouts at me. I scurry to the kitchen and grab one. His favorite, Gengar wine.
What? Wait, so wait, is this like the Bartles and James of Pokemon?
He says wine, but he means as in WH, Gengar wines.
Wine. It's a joke on wine for a beer.
I get it. I don't get it.
Getting his beer always come first before anything. I bring it to him and he snatches it from me. Oh no, he'll become drunk if he drinks that. So I better hurry and wait before you drink that. Here, happy Father's Day. I say before he can yell at me to leave him alone again. His grumpy face alters a bit. Eh? He grabs the bag from me, opens it, and sees a separate box and homemade card. He looks at it, and then at me, then back at it, then back to me. Son, he passes his leg. Come on, sit down. I smile. Whenever he wants me on his lap, it means it's something he likes to share with me. I excitedly leap onto his lap. He sees the cover, which is a picture of him and me holding hands and paw prints in the corners. Happy Father's Day. Is drawn in bones, I drew. Bones and dogs are an inseparable mix, you know.
A inseparable mix, you know. Right.
I get where this is going. I don't like it.
No, I don't like it either.
He opens the card and starts reading. Open bracket, angled bracket, AM, close angled bracket. Happy Father's Day, Dad. I'm sorry you and Mom haven't been getting along lately, but remember, I'm always there for you. I love you.
I'm always for you.
Now, this is where I'm getting confused because I haven't read it ahead at all. I bent my ears down while wagging my tail. I'm kind of embarrassed. Dad, he put his hand on my head and patted it. I giggled. It seems that he's happy again. Yay. He kissed my forehead. Thanks, son. Forgive me.
Dog?
Yes, they're ducks.
Okay, well, here, let me put it this way. They never once suggested that these guys were dogs up until this point.
Yeah. It's... Why are they dogs?
What because kind of dogs? Dogs?
I don't just, like where this
just let's keep going with this. You know, it's going somewhere.
Somewhere dark.
Yeah, somewhere dog.
He kissed my forehead. Thanks, son. Forgive me from before for my angry interactions.
Thank you, Robot Father.
Nothing felt better to me than making Dad happy. Open the box! Open the box!
Step one, put your paw in a box.
I can't wait until he sees what's inside. He rips the wrapping paper to shreds, and though he never likes to show it, he shows the expression of shock. Son, what is... The gift that was presented was a golden bottle of very rare and extremely expensive beer, Arceus Brewed. So hey, Dad gets drunk all the time and it sucks, so I'm going to give him better beer.
Yes, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, you see, this one has the added advantage of having Blissey Egg in it, so it's fine.
No! We're not doing Dad. This!
Say that.
Dad had his eyes on this for months. Brewster Houndoom, he decided to give it to me in exchange for a gold orb I found in our town's local ruins once. Brewster Houndoom? Oh, this looks like an Animal Crossing thing. He slowly turned his head towards me. Son, how did you... Secret precautions, Dad! Can't tell you! Anyways, you haven't been happy lately. Work's been tiring you out and Mom very... Tiring you and Mom out very much, and... Mom's not contributing to you, help you out. Open bracket, EM, close bracket there. Angled. no close quotation. Angled bracket, / EM, close angle bracket.
Yeah, it's the formatting. It's supposed to be like, I think, bolded italics. Or whatever.
They wrote this as a forum italics. Post. I looked Dad's pant. He covered his spot with his hand. Hey, just where do you think you're looking at ...
Oh, jeez.
I'm looking at... I swiped his hand out the way and grabbed to where I was pointing. Right here! Mom hasn't been helping
Pennywhack, give your son a bone, if you know what I mean, Dad.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Right here! Mom hasn't been helping you out right here!
Where? Must be right here!
Kids, let's show him where she hasn't been helping you out! Right here!
I can see it!
Stop. He slaps my hand away. What your stupid bitch of a mother and I do is none of your business. Oh no, I think I made him angry again. But I'll fix that. I'll fix the true reason of his anger.
It is! I'm you guys' son! If Mom can't help with angle bracket E and close angle bracket that, comma angle bracket / E and close angle bracket, then I will! Please! I love you, Dad, and I want to do anything I can to help you, please!
Dad, just let me suck you off! Come on, Dad!
You're being such a boner right now, Dad. Seriously.
No, hang on. I gave him the puppy eyes. Even though I'm one myself, he stared at me blankly. Because he's a robot, I decided. After a moment of silence, he finally takes action. He sets his presence, plural, somehow, down on the floor and swiped me up with his arm and starts walking.
Where are we going?
Shut up. We were heading to his and Mom's bedroom.
Oh, God.
He threw me on the bed. I bounced straight off of it and slammed into the window. I wonder if he gave in to my plead. I looked back to him. He got on the bed, too, crouching right above me.
Okay. Steve Van Sickle, you're up next.
Can I not be Steve Van Sickle?
Steve Van Sickle, you're not Steve Van Sickle anymore.
Okay, Sage Van Sickle.
Yeah.
Slump Van Drunk Ball.
The artist formerly known as Steve Van Sickle, you're up now.
No, he's Slump Van Drunk Balls.
I don't even want to be in this call.
Nobody wants to be in this call logs, but we have to. The people gotta know, dude.
Yeah, no, they don't. Have to know about the
Steve Van Sickle.
No, they're stalling for me. I don't even have to try.
Steve Van Sickle.
This is the smokescreen technique, Steve. It was popularized in the great movie Star Wars.
Steve Van Sickle.
All right, Steve, I tried my best.
You asked for it. He started unbuckling his belt.
Oh,
all the hard days of working I had to do, and that bitch can't even take her time to comfort me. He threw his belt to the side and started pulling down his pants. I've been so stressed in many ways than one. He pulled down. This does read like Tommy Wiseau.
Yep.
He pulled down his boxers and his big thing popped out.
Boing.
He gripped my sides and pressed the big thing against me.
Boy, no lube.
You fill in for mommy, okay? I nodded my head. Anything for you, Dad. Anything for you, Dad.
Oh, don't say that.
Yep.
He pulled down my pants and underwear, and pulling my tail up, he started putting the big thing inside me.
Ha! Ouch! 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 It hurts! Why does it hurt so much? Does mom feel this every time when they do these things?
Shut up, yes. Kid, no.
Still, I won't back down. I've got to fill in for mom. Ah! Ah!
Dad starts moving the big thing inside me back and forth.
And back and forth and back and forth and back and forth.
My butt felt like it.
I want to sum on a radio sex scene that's literally just he went back and forth and back and forth
and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth.
But we already reached impossible.
And back and forth and back and forth.
And then they were done.
Oh yeah, it's done. We can leave.
No, no. My butt felt like it was becoming bigger. Dad was being so rough. Two, this hurts more than when he, which is very rarely, spanks me. Dad, it hurts.
It hurts.
I looked up to him, my eyes blurred by my tears.
Well, that's too bad. Your mom said the same thing the first time, and eventually she got used to it, so will you. You ask for this, so there's no turning back.
Wait, it's like in the butt or in the vagina? Because
vagina,
well,
yes.
Considering that the son doesn't have a vagina, what do you think?
No, I mean for the girl, for the woman.
It's that's in the buffole, okay?
Implied, yes.
Ha! Ha!
It's like in those wrestling shows Dad and I watch. The guy is very rough with the other man, and the other guy's groaning in pain like I am. Though, this is different. I'm starting not to feel pain anymore. My yells of pain are escalating to ones of something else.
Oh no.
My body's less tensed and my muscles loosen. Dad's still attacking my butt with his big thing, but it's not hurting the whole time like in wrestling matches.
Dad, you big thing. It's super effective. Ha,
daddy.
No, please. No, please.
Uh-huh. Dad, no, please. He's going to rape me.
I repeat, daddy. I start wagging my tail for some reason, and I'm talking much quieter now. Every time his big thing hits deep inside me, I let out a sound, but not one of pain. Is this how mom felt, too? He did say that eventually. She got used to it.
Ha! Didn't I tell you? Scream in pain like a bitch first. Moan in pleasure like a bitch second.
Moan in pleasure? Is that what I was doing? I mean, it did feel like how I feel when I get to sit in those cool massaging chairs at the mall. Those, I am never sitting in that chair again.
Because dogs sit in it and let their testicles run.
Because dicks.
Yes.
Yep. Those felt good. This felt that same kind of good too when I'm in the massage chair. I started low, and the more I enjoy it, the higher I crank the vibration. I wonder if it's possible to do the same with these activities.
Dad, daddy,
stop saying dad, please.
You can't
possibly go to a higher level, like with the hya.
Well,
hya.
Fucking karate noises.
Dad went even harder than before. The pain was slight, and I started to scream loud again.
Dad! Ah!
I clenched the bed sheets, and my tongue hung out of my mouth. The bed shook even more, making loud noises too.
Damn it, son! Such a tight ass! Just like your mother! You take more of this cock inside you like a man, you understand?
This is a horrible tale from the mother country.
Dash, 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 dash.
All right, okay. Dash, dash. Actually, no, Sage, you're up. You're back. Is he back?
Let's hope my mic works.
Yay! Yay! You,
He's you no get longer to, tiny. You just joined us in time for Pokemon incest at a pool complex? No. Just,
I like it when his gigantic cock it rams into my underage hole.
Yes, Dad. I have to endure this intensity, just like Dad said. I want to impress him, but oh, it feels so good. I can't take it. Dad's thing thrusting in my butt even faster. I can why.
Oh, he's not going to make it.
Yeah, he's
going to
have a drink.
He's a rookie. He's a rookie.
Mom makes so much noise on certain nights long time before. This action, what we're doing right now, feels so nice. It's impossible not to scream. Ah, shit, son. I'm going to come soon. Jeez.
Oh, shit, son.
What is that? Is that a... was that? Is that a finishing move like in wrestling? If so, I'm a bit nervous. I hope it does not hurt too much. Dad clenches my tail and starts spanking my butt. He lets out a roar and says, "I'm coming." Eh? Is he peeing inside me? I feel a blast of heat go inside me. And I feel this thing pull out of me. I look back, so confused, when I see that it's not pee, but something white. Dad, what is this white stuff? He flipped me over.
Twinkie filling.
I actually want to replace that now. It's cum. The stuff I shot inside you to make your mother make you. Now here, clean me up. This baby touched my lips. It looked like a pink sausage.
That's pulsing.
Yeah. It is. That's the mouth.
It looked like a pink sausage is pulsing and overstuffed. How did this fit inside me? I opened my mouth, and as soon as I did, he forced it inside my mouth. Come on, give your dad a nice old blowjob. What kind of blowjob is an old blowjob?
The old the time. Nice type.
I'm not sure I ever want to know about it.
Too bad, you asked.
Is this what it's called? This big thing tasted so... I don't know. The white tasted weird, but this big thing, I am not sure how to classify it taste-wise. Like in, with my butt, he did...
Yes, it does taste like your butt.
I guess since they're dogs, it doesn't forth. Matter.
I grabbed it with my hands. It feels hard yet squishy. I heard that groaning. Oh, no. What am I? Am I doing it wrong? Son, this feels better than when your mom does it. Oh, he likes it.
Stop!
I'm glad I eased my mouth muscles and take it more relaxed. Like when it was in my butt. It feels so good in my mouth. I start making sounds while it goes back and forth in my mouth. I hear Dad chuckling.
Wait. I start making sounds while it goes back and forth inside my mouth. It doesn't say which sound, so I just hear, wee, wee, wee.
That is now headcanon. I hear Dad chuckling. You like that, son? Here, have another of my helpings. Dad had to come inside my mouth. Oh, wow. He doesn't let me to go to avoid swallowing it. It tastes like hot, weird tasting milk going down my throat. He takes his big thing out of me, the cum stuff falling down my mouth. He laps it up with his tongue. Oh, gross.
No, not his tongue.
Oh, wow. He laps it up with my tongue and picks up my tired body. He smiles at me. Good job, son. You make me the happiest I've been in a long time. Between you and me, you got a whole lot better than your mom.
You do.
Until that whore comes back, you fill in for her, okay? Despite panting heavily and barely being able to keep my eyes open, I smile to Dad and say, yeah, and again, happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day!
Lovely story, eh?
Happy Father's Day.
Well, I hope you guys have dads around to spend the day with.
No! No! Why would you follow it up with that?
Val, hang on. Val, how is this the one? How did you, like, not... How
that
is this,
and the extra you? One that...
okay, yeah, I was going to say, like, and lost. You were okay with the cookies.
No, I was, like, the cookies one was worse than that, but anything with, like, the daddy being, like, I'm like, no.
See, Val's dad is awesome, okay?
I realized I went into the one guy from Office Space for a little bit there.
You have my stapler.
Almost wanted to ask for my stapler.
Yep.
And even though Steve-O kind of got...
excuse me, I believe you have my...
scarred by my dad.
Oh, okay. So the two Pokemon, it was completely unclear, but the two Pokemon there were a Growlithe and an Arcanine.
How did you figure this out?
Yeah.
Because on fanfiction.net it says, a Father's Day fic, Growlithe's dad Arcanine comes home in his usual grumpy mood lately.
See, we could have used that that fic description at the top.
Nope.
Yes, dude.
Now, I've read this one anime comic where anthropomorphized Arcanine had sex with his anthropomorphized Ninetales son, but it was okay because the anthropomorphized son was also kind of girly looking, so it counts.
This has been Friday Night Fan Fiction.
There's still 20 minutes to go.
No, there isn't.
No, we're cutting it early.
We're done. We're cutting early. I'm going to bed! I'm going to forget that I ever read this.
Leech their minds.
Yes.
Steve-O's anguish screams are the only thing that got me through.
I have a couple of other Pokemon fanfics.
No, we're done.
Yeah, Roy wrote these himself.
We're done. Doesn't matter. Thank you to Sage and Arcaze for joining us tonight, and Steve Van Sickle, and Roy, and Logan, and Val, and Roy, and Val,
and David. And Logan.
Yeah, and
Roy.
And Roy. And Dave. And Roy.
And Tommy.
And Tony. And Cap.
And Tommy, we
and
saw.
And Sean. And Brad. And Splee. And Spencer. And Roy.
And Dave.
And Steve. And Steven. Congratulations on the
wedding. Come on. Keep going. We have to fill 20 minutes, apparently.
And Roy.
It's terrible.
If you want to cover 20 minutes, I could easily just go through like...
No. I know what we can do for the next 20 minutes.
What about a wedding?
Guys,
No.
The next 20 minutes, back and forth and back and forth and back and forth.
Back and forth.
Back and forth. Back and forth. Back and forth. Back and forth. Back and forth. Back and forth. Back and forth.
Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits, Mucho Gusto Los Medanos by the Towson State University Jazz Ensemble. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.